Praise the Lord. How many of them are happy today? And it was a nice sermon. See the Christ. And now I'm going to preach about walk in Christ. Let's start with a prayer. Everybody close your eyes, please, and we can pray together. Father God, thank you, Father, for this wonderful morning. We believe strongly you're going to do something better and mighty. And we are expecting bigger things from you, Father, through your word of God. Because word of God is powerful and it is active and sharper than any edges. And we believe that, Father, you're going to divide some and you're going to divide some and you're going to make a way for us. And we're going to see that, Father, through your word. Because your word is powerful and it is active and sharper. Like the Israelites got the way through the sea, you're going to divide some sea of ours and you're going to split the seas and you're going to make a way for us. And you're going to do with the word of God. We're going to believe that, Father, right now. In Jesus' name, amen. I was like working 60, 70 hours last week and I was so tired. And when I woke up, all of a sudden I got sick too. Then I was sharing with my sister, how can I preach today? But God gonna help me. I'm sure God gonna strengthen me a lot. And after this sermon, I will get extra power to move ahead for the next week. Yeah. Romans chapter 8:1. I'll read then. There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. I want you to respond, because if you respond only, I can move ahead. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. How many of them are in Christ? Yeah, I am in Christ. Say boldly, I am in Christ. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. I have a question. Is sinless life is possible in this earth? In this 21st century, sinless life is possible or no? No? You just heard the sermon from the variety about see the Christ. It's not possible. And I can say, if you get freedom, that is possible. If you get the freedom completely, that is possible. A sinless life. If you want to lead a sinless life, you have to come to the life in spirit. You have to experience a life in spirit. If you come to life in spirit, there is no sin. So sinless life is possible. I'm going to prove that. But a guy, Mr. Paul, is crying in chapter 7. For I do not understand what I'm doing. I really wanted to do good things, but I'm helpless, right? I do very little things I hate. See, everybody really wanted to do good things, but everybody helpless. We all do very little things we really hate. Who said this? Mr. Paul, the apostle, the great person. He got the great revelation. And he wrote like 14 chapters, half of the New Testament. Such a great person. He is helpless. Then how we? But Paul got a revelation. He is saying something in chapter 7. I got a vision from God. I have a great vision. I release from the law. I release from the law. Chapter 7, verse 1 to 5, talking about releasing from the law. So I'm going to release everybody from the law very first. The law is only active when the person alive. If the person is dead, there is no more law. That person is free from the law. Am I correct? Yeah. If the person is not alive, he is free from the law. No more law. And Mr. Paul is talking about marriage in chapter 7. That is very important in our life. It's like a covenant. Marriage is like a covenant. Something very important, very precious, very priceless. And he's talking from chapter 7, 1 to 5. If a lady marry another person, if her real husband is alive, she is doing adultery. Can you put that on the screen? For a married woman is bound by a law to her husband while he lives. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage. If her husband is not alive and if she marries another person, she is free from the law of marriage. She is not doing adultery. Why Paul is talking about this stuff on chapter 7? But somebody has to die to release from the law. Right? You have to be released from the law. That's why he giving an illustration. He giving an example about law of marriage. Law of marriage is very important. Accordingly, she will be an adulteress if she will live with someone when her husband alive. So I'm going to release everybody from the law very first. This law is very complicated. The law is very complex. Do not do that. Do not see that. Do not drink that. What do you mean? Do not do, do not do, do not do. You are not giving any help to me. Keep on saying, do that, do not that, do that. But you are not helping me literally. Okay, husband and wife. A wife is cooking and a husband is like, do that, do that. Like wife is like, you are not helping me. Just keep on saying, do that, do that. What do you mean? If you help me, we can work together, right? The law made everything so complex. Not like that. Law is spiritual. Paul is saying, law is spiritual. Law is priceless. But you have to release from the law. Then I will die. Joel will die.
Hansa will die. You will die.
Then what about your dreams? Who gonna achieve your dreams? You have so many dreams. Right? He got so many dreams. She got so many dreams. I have so many dreams. I want to buy a big house. I want to marry a pretty girl. Who gonna achieve that dreams if I die? Right? I have to release from the law. I have to release completely from the law. That is the main problem here. I have to release from the law. This law is so complex. This is so complicated. According to law, if I'm under law, I have death. So I have to come out from this death. So if I die, I cannot achieve my dreams. I have so many dreams. But Jeremiah 29:11 saying something. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. See, he got a better plan for you. I have a plan. And his plans are beyond my plans, beyond my imaginations, beyond my possible thoughts. He got a greater plan for you. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Your plans might harm you. If I stick with my own imaginations, if I stick with my own plans, it might harm you. So I have a better plan for you that is beyond your imaginations. It's beyond your possible thoughts. God, what is your plan? How are you going to release me from the law? You know what he's going to do? I will send my son and he will die for your sins. And he will die for your sins. How many of them are getting? And if you believe his death as your death, and you will be released from the law. Yeah, he has a great plan for me. He has a great purpose for me. He will die for me, die for you. He will send his son for you. Because he has a greater plan for you. How many of them understand? Everything is so easy now. He died for my sins. He died for my sins. Before I said, you made everything so complicated. Now I'm saying, everything is so easy. He died for my sins. See? Now compare with Romans chapter 7, law of marriage and law of Moses' law. We are talking about Moses' law. We completely release from the law. See, likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ so that you may belong to another. Now you belong to another. Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law. I died to the law through the body of Christ. Amen. No more law. I'm not no longer slave to law anymore. I'm a slave to his love. His love and mercy released and break that law. He has a great plan for you beyond your imaginations. He planned this before he put foundation for the earth. Sending his son to deliver you, to prosper you, to uplift you, to promote you. For I do not understand my own actions. Sometimes I don't understand my own actions. I'm doing sins. You're doing sins because of you? Are you doing sins because of you? My father did sins. My grandfather did sins. Followingly, I'm doing sins. My father did sins because of my grandfather did sins. My grandfather did sins because of that sneaky Adam. Excuse me. He wanted to become as a god and he did sins because of that only. Sin spread all over the earth. Now I completely release from the law. Now I have to release completely from the law of sin and death too. That was free. You release from the law with free of cost. Jesus died for you, not because of your wisdom, not because of your power, not because of your strength. It was a free gift. And you got released from the law of Moses. Now you wanted to release from the law of sin and death. I'm going to release you from the law of sin and death. And it is possible. Sinless life is possible in this earth. How many of them believe now? How many of them believe that is possible? I'm no longer slave to fear. I'm no longer slave to sins. I'm no longer slave to death.
Jesus has set me free.
Rakshadhana ka rashidhana. Jesus has set me free. If you wanted to live in spirit, that is possible. Romans chapter 8, 18. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. I will read once more. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. I don't have the ability to carry that. I deeply wanted to do the right things, but that I am lack of carrying that ability. I'll give you another example. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. Sorry, verse 12. Since we have such a hope and we are bold, not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. Now our problem, we have to be completely released from the law of sin and death. How many of them wanted to live in spirit? How many of them are craving for the life in spirit? Paul is saying, I'm not like Moses. Is anything wrong with Moses? No. He was good. He was good, but something new has come. Something better has come. We are not like Moses. Paul is saying that we are not like Moses. What's wrong with Moses? Moses received a glory from the God, but he was wearing a veil. Because he knows that this glory is fading day by day. This glory is fading day by day. I will give an example. Moses turned to God and he was receiving more glory. And he was filled with glory. And he was walking with glory. And when he turned to the people, When he turned to the people, he was under a veil. Why he wearing a veil? Because he knows that this glory is fading. This glory is fading. But he don't want to show this situation to the other people. Now so many people in this world are in a veil. Everybody got a good testimony, good image for them, but they doesn't have a good image themselves. They are in a veil. They go in church, praising God, singing God, preaching, and next day they are wearing a veil. They know this glory is fading. But Paul is saying, we are not like Moses. We are filled with glory every time. We are not like Moses. We are filled with Holy Spirit always. We are not like Moses. We are carrying. We got the ability to carry this presence. Not just for Sundays. If you want to completely release from the law of sin and death, first and foremost, you have to remove your veil off. You have to take the veil off to receive the glory of God. Paul is saying, we are not like Moses. I'm not going to change the surroundings. I'm not going to change the surroundings. I'm going to change you. If I could change my veil, I don't want to change my surroundings. You will change that surroundings.
There will be depressions, afflictions, infirmities all the time. I'm not going to change that. I'm going to change. I am the change. I am the change. If I take off my veil, I will receive the glory. How many of them understand? If you want to release from the law of sin and death, I have to take my veil off and I have to receive the glory of God. Then I will transform the exact same of Jesus Christ. There is the transformation. Paul is saying, we are not like Moses. We have to take the veil off and we have to receive more glory and we want to walk in spirit. The life in spirit is possible. Initially, he released everyone from the law of Moses. Now he releasing everybody from the law of sin and death by taking off the veil. Not just for Sunday 1 hour. Not for just 2 days or 3 days. Walk in spirit. Every time we are walking in spirit. Paul is so bold. Now I can understand my own actions. Before I couldn't understand my own actions. I do very little things I hate. Now I do everything. I have a question. How is this possible? How is this possible? Paul will say, yesterday, law was not giving much strength to me. It was keep on saying, do not do that, do that. But when I realized, when I got new revelation, I understand I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, not the law through strengthen you. Now I can do all things. Life in spirit is possible too. Because I'm getting power, I'm getting strength, I'm getting more glory. When I remove my veil, when I take the veil off, I'm getting more glory. I'm changing from one degree to another. So that is possible. I have a great plan for you. How many of them believe? He has a great plan for me. Abraham was like, I will stay this place. And God was like, go. Get out from this city. Get out from this place. I have a great plan for you. Beyond your possible thoughts, beyond your imaginations, he has a great plan for you. If you follow that, if you listen that instructions carefully, you know what I'm going to do in your life? Not just your life. God is speaking to you, not for your life. It will carry to one generation to another generation. And I will make you a great nation. The things I'm going to do in your life, not in your life, it's going to carry from one generation to another generation because of your faithfulness, because of your righteousness. It will carry from one generation to another generation. We are not like Moses. Nothing wrong with Moses. Something new has come. Jesus. More glory has come. I'm receiving more glory now. How many of them can receive more glory? We can pray together. That is possible. If he could release from the law, it is possible to release from the law of sin and death too. Then I will understand my own actions. Then I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. We'll pray together. We'll pray together. We'll surrender these scriptures and we'll pray together and we declare the glory of God. Father, we believe strongly, Father. We strongly believe, Father. You release from the law. And we got the revelation today. It is possible to carry this glory. And we believe that, Father, we want to carry this glory. Our Father in heaven, your kingdom come. And release the spirit of living God right now to here. And we really wanted to live in spirit, Father. And we really wanted to live in freedom, Father. And we see that there is a freedom in this Romans chapter 8. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. The law of the Spirit has set you free from the law of sin and death. I completely release from the law of Moses, and I completely release from the law of sin and death. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm no longer a slave to sin and death. I'm a slave to your love, Father.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm no longer a slave to depressions. I'm no longer a slave to afflictions. I'm a slave to His love. His love has set you free. His mercy has set you free. He sent His Son to die for your sins. He died for your sins. Now, it's my responsibility to take my veil off. I have to do that my own. We believe that, Father, to receive your more glory and to walk in spirit. To walk in spirit, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We release more anointing. We release more kingdom's blessing, Father, to change from one degree to another. For more transformation. Father God, I surrender everyone who gathered here right now, Father, and I release the Spirit of Living God to each soul, Father. We confess, Father. We want to enjoy the life of Spirit, Father. We want to enjoy the life of Spirit, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Can we read a scripture together and just wind up this section? Romans chapter 8. Now, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Read together. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in the Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. The Spirit of law has set you free from the law of Moses and the law of sin and death. May God bless you all.